This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're going to get to Gridiron in just 1 second. But before we do, we're live at Palmer's in Dallas off of Mockingbird. The Napalm Challenge just took place between Peyton Russell and Bobby Belton. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I bring to you the winner and sole survivor, metaphorically. It is Peyton Russell. Peyton, can you talk?
I think I can. It's numb. My mouth is really, really numb. It was really good, but man, it hurt.
Are your lips hot?
They're hot. Everything's hot.
My
throat's hot. My stomach is getting there. I'm worried about the drive home.
I mean, and you did the whole tendy, too.
I did. I palmed it, though. It wasn't the sandwich. It was just a tender, but I palmed it. You know, Bobby used the fork and knife. I used my hand, and
Bobby took two bites? Oh, Bobby only took one.
Yeah, is my nose bad? Can you tell my nose?
Oh, my gosh, it's tripping. He's tripping.
It looked like you were watching the saddest movie you'd ever seen.
Oh, I think we're about to have a video out on Twitter, wherever, Instagram. I was crying the whole time.
Hey, get the Rajon Rondo.
Bobby, considered the Rondo of the group.
But was it worth it knowing that you bested Mr. Belt?
The best feeling ever. Nice. Because now we have content for tomorrow. And I have the proof that I'm better than Bobby Bell.
If you could only beat one person.
Wait. I'm sorry. Can you say that one more time with a little bit more spice to it?
I am better than Bobby Bell. I am more of a man than Bobby Bell.
Better.
Nice.
Better.
If he could only beat Alec or Bobby the rest of his life, who does he choose?
Alec. Alec, are you pushing the buttons back there?
Everybody. I'm trying my best here, you know.
Oh, okay. All right. That bed music is a little soft back there.
I mean, you know, I got my segment coming up in 17 minutes, so you might want to stick around for that.
Oh, are we doing payload instead?
I'll be in the bathroom for that segment.
Oh, dear. God. Do you advise Mike doing this in a couple of hours?
Do it, Mike.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Do it, please.
I've never tried.
You got a couple hours.
Challenge yourself. I've never tried this super hot lips on fire.
He seems okay.
Yeah, like you're not dying.
Yeah, no, you can't do any milk though or dip in a ranch. It's just straight tender. You'll be fine.
Look, a year and a half later, after Jason Kidd said that, they made the NBA finals.
Yeah, nobody's dying.
Yeah,
that's a great point, Mike. That's a great point. Thanks for that. Well, Peyton, congratulations for showing that you're better than Bobby Bell.
Go get a milkshake or something, buddy.
Ladies and gentlemen, one more time for Peyton Russell.
Yes.
That was a weak second round of applause, but I appreciate you guys nonetheless. All right, right now, let's say we go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy. Gridiron Gravy, of course, brought to you by Rhino Shield. Why paint your house when you can shield your home? Visit rhinoshieldtx.com.
What happened to Mick?
Well, like I just said in the break, we switched.
Well, that's not fair. We have all this food to eat.
Okay,
hot. Mick, was he waiting for Mike McCarthy to say?
Yes, actually.
Football.
I mean, he's waiting for Mike McCarthy. Whether or not Mike McCarthy is on time, don't know, can't say. Let's talk about Hallmark movies, Corey, because I know that's what you're here for.
Adrian watched Hot Frosty and cried.
Like Candace Cameron.
It's pretty good.
I haven't seen it. She watched the rest of it without me. I saw the beginning of it where she had a cold house, and then that's about all I saw.
Okay.
And then he showed up. And then, actually, that was it. And then Adrian watched the rest and cried.
I was watching Candace Cameron this morning,
Because she has a Hallmark, or had a Hallmark contract, where she would do like two movies a year. And her husband, is it Pavel Bure?
Or Valerie.
I'm sorry, I'm forgetting which one. But she had to stop doing it. And I get this. Her husband was like, I don't like it. I'm uncomfortable with you. I get that it's acting.
Oh, because she had to like kiss other men and stuff.
Yeah. Okay, like, He's like, I just don't like that you're, you know, kissing other guys. And, you know, she's like, I just don't. And she's like, all right, I won't do it anymore.
Dude, that's awesome. That's an awesome wife right there. That's pretty kind of her.
Do you think she can get back in those movies of, like, the quirky best friend or whatever?
Probably so.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because they don't have to make out with a man.
Well, the Hallmark original movie, Holiday Touchdown, A Chief's Love Story, which was based on, yes, Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. It debuted.
Is there an answer to 80 for Brady?
I think so. It debuted to 2.9 million viewers. That was the most watched show on all of cable and the second most watched television show, including sports, behind only Texas A&M. It beat out five college football games in the same slot.
So, what is it called?
Holiday Touchdown, A Chiefs Love Story.
Wow.
Are there players in it?
I don't think it's the real players, but consider this. In that exact same window, Washington against Oregon, who Oregon is the number one team in the country, 2.57 million viewers. So 300,000 more people were like, I'm going to watch this Hallmark movie right now than the number one undefeated team in the country.
I will give...
You know how women are.
PJ Washington, thanks.
This makes sense because I was watching a couple weeks ago that MSNBC was getting destroyed by Hallmark movies. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe this is not
especially
so bad.
This time of year, right? Hallmark is super popular.
Yeah, right around now, it's so easy to just turn the TV on and just put it on one of those Christmas movies because it feels like in the spirit while you're decorating the tree and all that stuff. So it makes a lot of sense that right now they would be crushing it like that.
We were definitely watching a movie, and at one point I was like, oh, no. And Jess goes, have we never seen a movie like this before? It's going to work out fine. And I was like, oh, okay.
What happened? What did you know about?
The girl came back from her job in the big city. The guy in the flannel that has a lumber yard, he...
I have seen a variation of that movie 100%.
Yeah, he had something going
on. And her busy city boyfriend couldn't make it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's almost exactly what
happened. Do most women like grizzly men over suit men?
See, this is not fair for me to say. Based off of Hallmark logic, every woman in the world would rather...
Wants a man who works with his hands instead of his head.
Yeah, the farm guy. But I don't know how representative that is of, like, the actual female population. All right, let's go from that to Azeez Al-Shaair. His three-game suspension was, in fact, upheld by the NFL yesterday. So he will be out for three games.
Well, that's more than I thought. Did you think it was going to be three?
No, because, like, and I...
Yeah, I felt like it was going to be three.
I thought it was going to be one.
Yeah, I felt like it was going to be that.
Because I know people keep saying, oh, he's a repeat offender. He's a repeat offender in terms of he's got fined and warned before. He's never been suspended or anything like that. Yeah. I was listening to Jeff Saturday, and he's like, he's been warned a lot.
Okay.
And so that's probably why, because they're like, hey, man, we told you. And that's why the suspension was upheld.
We don't see all of the envelopes that show up in these dudes' lockers.
True.
You know, we only see a few of them here and there.
That is very true, very true. All right. Let's talk about the Washington Commanders and then also Aaron Rodgers. The Washington Commanders, this is amazing to me. So they beat the Titans over the weekend. Did you know that was the first time they've won a home game in December in 7 years?
No, I did not know that.
7 years since they won a December home game.
They were a bad organization.
They were bad. And yes, Mike, I know. And what happened? They changed their owner and got a new quarterback.
No. I wasn't thinking that. I was thinking to myself, here's the sad part. I don't know if I could name the anywhere close to the quarterbacks who were in all of those losses. Like, who's been Washington's December quarterbacks over the last 7 years?
Yeah, Heineke, Sam Howell. You know, like,
oh, yeah, Sam
usually
Howell.
Usually it's the backup quarterback because the other one's been injured by that point.
So that probably, then they're not really playing for anything.
Gosh.
Now for Aaron Rodgers, look, it's been a tough year.
What?
Across the board.
He's still doing the McAfee show with AJ Hawk and
he is
Perfect too.
Still doing the McAfee show, but did you know that going into Sunday, Aaron Rodgers had never lost a game in which his team was ahead by 14 points.
Really?
Ever. He was 75-0.
That's impressive.
I'm sure his overall record, even though we don't keep it, is a great record.
That is true. Now it's 75-1 because he was up on Seattle 21-7, his team, and they lost 26-21. So an incredible collapse right there, just to throw on the pile of sadness for Aaron Rodgers this season.
And he does, again, I mean, Leonard Williams said it this week, Kevin, and I've been saying it for a number of weeks now. He looks like a chuck and duck. He looks like a guy that's like,
Like Brady at the end?
Yeah, he's slower. His footwork isn't there for whenever he needs to escape the pocket. So times when he used to be able to escape and get rid of the ball or escape and pick up positive yards aren't there for him anymore because he can't do that. So that's a big piece of his game that's missing from what the Jets are trying to accomplish.
Corey, I know you're going to expand on this more at 1 o'clock. The Hard Knocks kind of diving into all the AFC North teams. I just wanted to mention this one thing about Mike Tomlin. He gave a speech and said, I know not everyone has family here or family in general, so every single one of you is invited to my house for Thanksgiving. It kind of reminded
me
of the of the Ted Lasso assistant coach. And obviously...
Cheating the system.
No, that's not...
I remember when Mark Cuban wanted to feed his players during Thanksgiving.
They can't do it. That's circumventing the cap.
Oh, well, see, I mean, I like it. It is a great opportunity because there are some single players that don't have anywhere to go. And he's just saying, hey, it's open to you. Because if you notice, isn't that a weird feeling when your boss is like, hey, y'all come to my house, and if you don't show up, you know, you're in a lot of trouble. And you're like, oh, crap. He's just saying whoever, because
whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Highsmith was Kim Hayward, him and his group were all chilling at the house. So I feel like it's just an opportunity, not necessarily a forced party, but if you need somebody, I'm here for you.
It probably won't surprise you to know that Saquon Barkley has been named the NFC Offensive Player of the Month. And then Joe Burrow has been named the AFC Offensive Player of the Month. Not surprising from a statistical standpoint. It's just surprising because that team continues to really, really struggle, especially in close games.
And who got the Snowman of the Month?
Yeah, did we get a Snowman?
I think that was more of an unofficial K&C award as opposed to an NFL authorized award, but I would give it to Josh Allen.
Okay. What was the other award? We were citing
The Steinfeld Award.
Oh, yeah, the Haley Steinfeld Award.
And he had...
Still Josh Allen, I think.
Yeah, because he
I haven't seen
her.
Anybody else get engaged since, so...
Well, engaged to one of them. I'm sure somebody has got engaged.
Would it be weird if, like, she then got engaged to, I don't know, Joe Burrow's situation, but she got engaged to Joe Burrow this week and said, now there's a competition, like the Rose thing.
Look, it's a girl. That sounds like a Hallmark movie.
It's
and whoever
a girl
wins,
who has to date all the NFL single quarterbacks, and she has to, like, this is a horrible show, but it does air. She has to make out with all the quarterbacks in the NFL.
I guarantee you I could find 100 women like that that would be in that show.
Hey, can you just mark that, Alec? Okay. Like that line.
Oh, no. Is this going to be my Mitt Romney moment? I'm like, I got a binder full of women.
Maybe so.
But don't you think, like, women would be like, go and make out with all the single potentially rich quarterbacks? Yeah.
Yeah, they have lots of money.
I could find a lot of guys who would do it, too.
How many women do you think would make out with the poorest quarterbacks?
I mean, but the poorest quarterback still has a lot of money. Yeah. A lot.
Yeah, we call it... What is that show called? The Rose thing? Bachelorette. The poor quarterbacks.
Yeah, Joe Millionaire.
And then Bachelorette, the richest of the quarterbacks. Which one will she do first?
Oh, my gosh.
Well, I mean, that's what happens on the show.
Yeah.
Well, I think instead of do, you could say which one will she sack first. You know, like
which one will she sack first?
Yeah, that would be more
football. That's a good one. Let's start this show.
Okay. We'll need a lot of participation from ABC and the NFL to make this happen, but let's see.
I think they're in, man.
Okay.
I think Fox would definitely do that.
Can you imagine if you just take, I don't know, who's single for the Cowboys secondary, then we start another one off and we pawn it off on just regional shows. The Cowboys secondary, who gets the girl? Mm-hmm. And it's like the Jimmy Jackson, Jamal Mashburn, Jason Kidd story. You know, like they all go after one girl and we see who wins. In that case, we all lost.
Yeah.
But,
okay.
No safety needed.
I don't know what you want me to say. We'll look into it.
I want you to say you're a good thinker, Mike.
You are a good thinker. Would you call the secondary one pick chicks?
Yeah.
Oh, man,
well, there's
good.
Only one chick.
That's good. That's
okay.
Good.
Pick chick.
Yeah.
All right.
Maybe we need more chicks.
Okay.
One secondary player, multiple chicks.
Do you think women would rather do a dating show with all football players or all basketball players or all baseball players?
We have two women right there. We could ask them.
Yeah, we'll ask Sean's wife who she would want to go out on 30 dates with.
They love those shows.
You want to date 30 pitchers, 30 quarterbacks.
I feel like pitchers is the last one.
30 point guards?
30 of the big men. Right? Shut up. God, that's my own fault. That's my own fault for saying that.
She's on her phone.
This is why I don't engage in nonsense with you.
Hold on. Come over here, Amanda.
Oh,
come over here real quick.
You should not.
Amanda, I just came up with a new show.
This is a bad idea.
Here, put this up.
Sean, I did not authorize this.
This is where, you know, that Rose, what's the Rose? The Bachelorette. The Rose Show. We get all the single quarterbacks in the NFL. And then the girl gets to pick which quarterback she will marry. Or would you rather do like pitchers or soccer goalies?
No, I would say do not marry an athlete.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Yeah.
Bad news.
Do you like guys in flannel and jeans more or suits? Because on Hallmark, they all dump
hoodies.
The suit for the flannel.
You like Tolo hoodies?
I like Tolo hoodies.
Tolo hoodies are the way to go. That's a good one right there.
Man, that feels like... Never mind.
Does Sean
I'm
look
not
weird
dive into your
when he's
life
not wearing a... Does he go to bed with a hat and a hoodie on?
Pretty much. Oh. Pretty much.
Little, can you explain...
Like Winnie the Pooh action going on.
Can you explain Club Sharif, the idea that he's got going on in the backyard that he was talking about this morning? Is it going to be a club back there? He said no. No.
Oh,
no
I call it the Sean Mahal.
The Sean Mahal.
Yeah.
That's a nice setup there.
I get it.
He wants
yes,
it to be a nightclub.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you very much, Amanda, for jumping on with us.
Thanks, Amanda.
I told you you'd regret it. We're the K&C Masterpiece right here on 105.3. Yes, she did great. Your questions were
She's
just
brave,
stupid.
Just as sick.
And also, The Ravens suspended Deontay Johnson because he was like, I don't want to go into the game. And they said, okay, then you get suspended for a game. Coming up next.
Does he still get paid?
I should have checked on that.
It sounds like a win-win for him. He didn't want to play. Now they're not going to make him play again. As long as he's getting paid, I think he's getting what he wants.
That is your dream scenario, isn't it? No, I do not believe. I don't think he's going to get paid for that. I'll double check, though. Coming up next, let's do some AM on the FM.
We got the question of the day. Plus, Josh Hart does not care about your NBA Finals bonus. We'll talk about it next year on The Fan.
K&C Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. Remember, tomorrow we'll be rocking at Buffalo Wild Wings in Rockwall. Today, we're at Palmer's Hot Chicken, Catfish, and Shrimp in Dallas off Mockingbird. It's already been a blast. Our little patio area here has already filled up. But if you climb through the window, there's still a table right there.
There's a table there. They got the
you
bar.
Sit in
the
inside
area is open right now.
That's
too. Yeah, you got plenty of room.
It's a beautiful day.
Oh, my gosh. It's gorgeous.
You're kind
today.
Of eating outside.
Yes.
You're eating some of the best chicken, catfish, and shrimp you're ever going to have with the fixins.
This roasted chicken is amazing.
Yeah, the chicken's amazing. The fixins are awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Where are you at right now? If you're listening, text in where you're at. Because okay. You should be here at Palmer's.
All right.
What are you? Chicken?
Chicken. I knew you were going to say that. Yes, I knew. Right now, he might not be able to stand up to him eating-wise, but radio-wise, he's still got it. It's time for this.
What does this button do? Please, please, do not push the button. You have no idea of what it...
Alec, you be quiet.
Alec, that was awful. One for Alec, zero for Peyton.
Don't you dare touch that dial.
You know what, Kevin? I would stand up to Peyton Russell eating-wise, but you know somebody's got to push the buttons because it's time for AM on the FM. We got the question of the day, plus more from Josh Hart. I promise I'm not a Knicks fan. This man is just audio gold. But very different approach on the bonuses that you get from the NBA Cup. Versus what we heard from PJ Washington yesterday.
Because he was all for it. He's like, great.
He was all for it. Josh Hart, maybe not so much. We'll get to that here in just a moment. But some housekeeping before we get to the question of the day. We need to outdo the morning show, guys. Not just because Peyton works for them, but if you want to come to this year's Swinging for a Cause at Globe Life Field this Sunday, you can call me after this segment. I can't pick up the phone right now because I'm talking, but 877-881-1053, minimum bid of $1,500. If you want to get in, you can go with five of your friends to hang out with us at our table at Swinging for a Cause. You can DM me as well on social media at Alec on the radio, A-L-E-C on the radio. We would love to see you there. It's a great time. I got to go to my first one last year. I had an amazing time just chatting with everybody, hanging out with the boys on this show and everybody in between. You won't want to miss it. Everything goes to a wonderful cause as well. So,
all right,
get those in, please.
I want to expand on that in just a second, but I do have some breaking sports news.
This is important.
Zach Martin will have season-ending surgery on his ankle, Mike McCarthy just announced. So Zach Martin is getting season-ending surgery on his ankle. He will be out for the rest of the year. Mike McCarthy just said that. Obviously, as tough of a player as you can find, and that sucks.
You know... I guess the one thing that you got to be happy about is that Brock Hoffman showed some life.
Sure.
You know, maybe not the best one, but he's got a mean streak about him that you like, and that's going to help you out for the rest of the year. But this might have been Zach Martin's last one. You know,
okay.
And that's the.
Do you believe that? Because logically, that's going to be my next question. I know
he's
Zach
already
Martin.
Thinking it, right? He was already thinking about
probably.
It before.
What?
So
why would he have surgery then? When I went to Dr. Conway, who used to be the Rangers doctor, and my elbow's blown out, he was like, your elbow's blown out. You're not ever pitching again. Like, you don't have to do this surgery. You can rip your ligament in your elbow, and it's not that big of a deal. It's going to kill you to throw a baseball. But you'll be fine. Like, you're not going to throw a baseball anymore, so you'll be fine. Now, I don't know how bad the ankle was. Obviously, you look at Dirk the way he walks. Like, he desperately needs... help with his ankle. So I'm just thinking.
But your initial thought is.
If I want to be optimistic about Zach Martin next year, he's having surgery. Would he want to have surgery
and then
for
go
no
through
reason?
The whole thing to try not to not be there? I don't know. That's a good question.
That's a really interesting point. I hadn't actually thought about that whatsoever. All right. But Corey, if you had to guess right now, see, my guess would be maybe that was in the plans, but because of the way the season has gone and because of the way the season ended for him, he's like, there's no way in hell this is
happening. Yeah, Dak's not here. Let me just reboot. Let me get healthy and reboot.
Yeah. So, sorry, Alec, to throw you off there. You're right. Please
welcome to Baseball Nuggets, Alec.
Please do call in 877-881-1053 if you can hit that $1,500 minimum bid or you want to bid more. We always have a blast at Jared's event.
It's great.
It's on Sunday. We're obviously the most fun show. So you should come out and hang out with us. And Mike just caught a fly.
I'm Mr. Miyagi.
That's going to be a drop. I feel like I would be remiss if I didn't hit this. Thank you, Lucy.
Thank you, Lucy. Really appreciate that.
Okay, so let's go ahead and get to the question of the day here today. It's actually because of Kevin Hageland yesterday. I gave y'all a preview of it. Whenever he was able to just off the dome name any Simpsons reference, what episode and what season it was from. So I want to know 877-881-1053, Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorney text line, Twitch and YouTube as well. What is the one thing that you know way too much about and is probably useless in most scenarios?
The 1988 Dallas Mavericks.
Huh. Okay, because that was the Western Conference final team, right?
Yep. Took on the Houston Rockets, won game one, lost game two because Sleepy Floyd went crazy, won games three and four. Mark Aguirre set a record by scoring 27 points in game four in the third quarter alone. Then they go on and take on the Denver Nuggets. I don't want to say they got lucky, but there were injuries to the Nuggets there, to Michael Adams and Fat Lever, which really helped out. Maybe even Alex English at one point was hurt in that series. Win that one in six. Win every home game against the Lakers, but lose every home game against the Lakers.
Do you remember thinking they could win game seven in the Western Conference Finals? Because
I was in fourth grade. I was optimistic okay. about it. But, okay. I mean, I can remember their first home game was against the Utah Jazz. It was, I believe, November 4th. Derek Harper hit a three-pointer to win the game over the Utah Jazz.
Wow.
Your starting lineup is Derek Harper, Roe Blackman, Mark Aguirre, Sam Perkins, James Donaldson. Back then, you only had 12 players, so your seven-man bench was Brad Davis, Detlef Schrempf, six-man of the year, Roy Tarpley, Steve Alford, Jim Falmer, Uwe Blob, and Bill Winnington.
Wow.
That is a lot of information.
Pretty
impressive,
Mike. Yeah, it is.
That is pretty impressive. Oh, and those chicken sandwiches are impressive as well. Wow, that's amazing. I'm going to go with the show Sports Night. I probably know that show backwards and forwards, like the whole thing. I could recite most of the.
You're the one who introduced me to that show. That's a great show.
And I know backgrounds on the people because I just did all sorts of research on Felicity Huffman and all the people on that show too. So, and then that's where I really became a big Aaron Sorkin fan.
Yes.
And so knowing Aaron Sorkin too, that's one of those like bucket list guests that I've always wanted to have.
Oh my God, I love the Sorkin walk and talk.
Yeah. So that's probably. Probably it for me is I know way too much about a show that lasted three seasons and nobody really it was two split through it was a split third
oh,
season
man.
yeah that nobody really even knows about anymore, but it was an awesome show.
There's a great part toward the end of that show. I can't remember if it was the last episode, next last, something like that, and they have a character, but he's clearly openly talking to the network and he goes, "You're an idiot if you can't make money off of Sports Night." And I was like, oh, zing, take that ABC or whatever network it was on.
Yeah, that's where I get that lifestyle line of like what's your plan, where are we, and where are we going.
Yeah,
that was a really good approach, and I've used that a lot in my life.
So we already know Kevin's answer. I would throw pro wrestling up there for him as well. Those are
especially
two things.
'90s pro wrestling.
Yes.
I know way too much about that.
What about the X-Men cartoon? How much are you locked in on that one too?
Oh, man, I do really like the X-Men cartoon.
I know you went back and watched that a while
back. It's excellent. By the way, the new version of it is outstanding.
It's really good. I loved it. I thought it was awesome.
I'm so behind on all that stuff. I swear, I'm going to have a few days because of the holidays where I'm just going to be absolutely doing nothing. And I need to sit down and get caught up on all these shows that you guys talk about because
don't
I'm so bad.
Don't you have to fill in for us during that time?
A couple times, yeah, okay. Here and there. You know, like I know week of Christmas, it's going to be me and Corey rocking for a few
Ooh.
Days, you know.
So, Corey!
Yeah, there will be a few of those. Oh. But
Oh, yeah, 3 days, yes. There are 3 days there.
Yes, so there will be a little bit. But you know, I'm gonna take some of those holidays and try to get caught up on some of those Disney Plus shows and whatnot, because even my dad bullies me for not knowing anything about pop culture right now. It's not great. But for me, I would say any of those, like, mid-2010s, like, cartoons and stuff that, like, when I was in middle school, I rewatched those like crazy because I was just a completionist.
Stop. Did you just say you were in middle school in the middle of the 2010s?
Like, eighth grade, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I had a daughter, so I might have been watching the same stuff. Did you watch the Bubble Gumpies?
That was a little bit after my time. A little bit after. That's a little bit
that's
younger
so
for me.
Young.
Yeah, that's very young. I'm
what
talking
time
about like
is
the,
it? It's time for lunch.
I do know that.
I don't know.
That would always be on when I was sick and I would miss school, and it was all the like preschool shows, and that was the only thing that was on. So it's like, what do I want to watch? Food Network or Bubble Guppies? You know, so I'll just channel flip between those. But no, like all the Cartoon Network stuff, like Adventure Time, Regular Show, all that stuff.
Oh, I know those shows. Yeah, I'm with you then.
Yeah, like those. I could probably name you seasons and episodes just like you can with The Simpsons, Kevin. Like that's how bad it is.
Remember when Regular Show went to space?
Yes.
For a season. That was crazy.
Yeah, and that was kind of the end of the show.
Yes, it was.
I hate that, but apparently they're going to make a spinoff of it that's going to have the original cast. So
what?
Yeah, look, it's called Lost Tapes, is what they're naming it, or that's at least their working title right now. But they're going to like kind of fill in the blanks between the space and the actual like Earth adventures. So yeah, it's going to be like in the middle of that timeline. Looking forward to that because I missed that show.
Have you ever watched like Thundercats or G.I. Joe or Transformers?
Yep.
Are they better or worse than the cartoons you're talking about now?
I'd say they're up there just because I was like a big comic book kid growing up. So that stuff resonated with me. I'd say they're about on par. The storytelling was probably better in the newer shows because there was just more to talk about. But, you know, the action back then as a little kid, it was like, yeah, that's awesome. I'm cool with that.
Back in the old shows, they didn't really try to hide that we're just doing a 30-minute toy commercial.
Yeah.
Now they're like, hey, it's about other stuff.
Snarf.
Like, have you ever heard the story about the Transformers movie? They were shocked because they just killed everybody. And kids are, like, running out of the theater crying. And you talk to the producers and stuff, they're like, we just thought we were getting rid of the 85 toy line and just bringing in the 86. We did not think anybody would care.
I think Transformers is pathetic. That weird Transformer thing that happened after Optimus Prime, those cartoons.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even know the characters because I just
Rodimus Prime.
This is horrible.
Yeah,
like
I'm with
orange
you.
And red. And
yes.
I'm like, what in the world's going on?
Let's
bring
see.
Back Bumblebee.
From the 903, The Office and Friends, they know way too much about. From the 817,
I'm right there with you.
Family Guy is an entry. They're Royal Rumble winners, Kevin, from the 425.
Ooh, that's a good one.
That's a good one to know. I need to get my history down. Friends history and trivia from the 469. All kinds of good stuff. Lots of like TV shows and kind of lore for stuff like that, the episodic content.
Do you feel like, especially with some of the shows that you were talking about, the animated shows, Alec, or Friends, or The Office, is you could just have it on in the background while you're doing something else, but you still like pick up a lot of it and you've seen it a million times.
Yep.
And so you feel like I can tell you every little detail.
Yes, I do that a lot. I put stuff on in the background. That's why like my Apple Music replay, I listen to so much music this year compared to a lot of people because I'll just put it on in the background. I'm not actively listening. I just need noise. I need something going on in the background to keep me focused. So that's where a lot of that comes from, especially when I'm driving, got a long commute. But I won't run the sound, but I'll give you the transcript of this real quick. Josh Hart, he was asked about, you know, making it into the NBA Cup bracket, how you get that $50,000 bonus. Remember yesterday, PJ Washington told us on this show that, you know, it's a big deal for some of the guys on smaller contracts. They could use that money. Well, Josh Hart said, he literally said, and I quote, "I do not care about the young guys getting their money. What am I going to spend my money on?" And then he proceeds to ask Jalen Brunson, who's right next to him, "Hey, what's something I can buy just to buy? How about a new watch? How about a new car?" And then he was like, "How about that $100 you owe me for that Commander's bet?" And he was like, "No, I'm good on that. No more bets." But he just started listing off all the things he's going to buy for himself, and obviously sarcastic, but he's like, "I don't care about the young guys. I want a new watch. I've been in the market for a new watch. So let's go get one. That's what I'm going to do with my 50 grand." So I just thought the approaches were great.
At least just keep that to yourself, right? It's fine to think that, but maybe don't tell all the other young players on your team via the media that, like, either way.
Especially when you have a players union and that's kind of the
that's
what
true.
They're doing.
That's a good point.
That's a great point. You're really undercutting the importance of their NBA Cup. What an excellent edition of AM on the FM. Surely better than any other segment a producer would do on a Thursday, don't you think?
Yeah, I think so.
All right. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. We are live at Palmer's Hot Chicken, Catfish, and Shrimp in Dallas off of Mockingbird Lane. Coming up next, let's talk Stars, and we'll talk with our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnuolo, next right here on the Fan.
Got a half step inside his own end zone, and he's got a seam. Jones, Hopkins, unable to beat him, and here we go.
Way.
Jones, one man to beat him, and he is in. Let's see what the officials say. They may mark him back. Now they say touchdown.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 Through the Fan. We're live at Palmer's in Dallas off Mockingbird. And so this has turned into like a almost an entire station-wide
it's
happening.
A family
I
event.
Just saw Eric Chiafalo up here, Sean, Bobby, Peyton are here, RJ was here. Obviously, we're here rocking and rolling with our show. And right now, it's time to talk with our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnuolo. Good morning, sir.
Were all those guys hungry for lunch?
Man, I think so. And
they
had a napalm showdown and tears were shed. It was pretty unbelievable. But we also talked in the last segment some, I mean, it's believable, but still really sad news from Mike McCarthy. For everybody who didn't catch it, what did he say about Zach Martin?
Yeah, that he will have season-ending surgery on his right ankle that has been bothering him for, I would say, the majority of this season. So just when you think these injury things have hit a low and then they go lower, it's just amazing what has happened to this team with not just player injuries, but we're talking all pro, Pro Bowl player injuries that can't finish the season now. So, yeah, just another blow they're going to have to overcome with playing more young players.
How is Zach handled this along this way? Because that could be, you know, when you're at the maybe end of your career and you're kind of contemplating that thought a little bit, and then something like this hits and you're going and watching the guys go through this kind of season, it's got to be disheartening. How's he been mentally, you feel?
Well, I think prior to this decision, you know, he's kind of hung in there to the point where, you know, he's pretty stubborn and pretty competitive. And, you know, he wasn't going to give in. And then finally when they had the two games in 5 days, it's like, okay, we better, you know, take a step back. And I guess he finally relented. It's like, okay, don't know that I can push my way through this. And then yesterday it was kind of, you know, Mike kind of subtly tipped it when he said, when they asked about him, and he said, well, yeah, we're still talking about it, see where he's at, and have some tests to do. When I heard tests to do, it was like, oh, that doesn't sound good. So, and you can tell his foot, that right foot, he just wasn't the same guy. And everybody was like, well, he's going downhill. Well, no, it had something to do with trying to play through injuries and giving it the best he, you know, the best he could. And then, you know, I mean, I don't know if it offsets it, but the fact that he's going to have season-ending surgery and then was nominated as the Cowboys nomination for NFL Man of the Year. I don't know if that offsets anything, but I'm sure he's sorely disappointed, and we kind of expect to get a chance to talk to him when the locker room opens this afternoon.
Well, then I know one of the questions that he's not going to want to hear that is definitely going to come up, and I will ask you a variation of it now. Knowing how stubborn in the best possible way and competitive Zach Martin is, my initial thought about the furthering of his career is there is no way he's going to want to go out like this.
Yeah, but you never know, like, what the surgery does, and what is he, 35 now, I believe? It's going to be interesting if he decides, okay, that's, you know, that's that. Or, by golly, I'm going to rehab this and come back for, you know, one more year. But then there's also, you know, and I'm not trying to be, you know, cold about it, but there's also salary that has to deal with it, right? He's in the final year of his contract.
Yep.
And yeah, let's not forget, because of all the times they restructured his contract to lower the base salary, he is going to count $17 million against the Cowboys cap next year.
Mm. Yeah, that won't be fun.
And it is kind of cold to point that out, but here or not here, he's still going to be, you know, and he was worth every penny of it, by the way.
Having Zach Martin around is always better than not.
And you know, and I think Mike hit it on the head when he said the offensive line room is an illustration of his leadership. And I think that's a pretty good summation of his effect on this team and that particular position.
All right. Now, I want to move a little forward on that. The carousel that has been the offensive line this year.
Yes, having said that.
Yeah, exactly. How does this carousel look like it's going to be on Monday, then?
Well, he was a little late for his press conference, and we were doing the walk-off. And
what?
No, he one was? Had, You're kidding me.
No one had asked about Guyton, you know, and I'm going, okay, yep. I got to go. I'm going to be late. But so on the walk-off, it was like, oh, what's Guyton's status today? He's going to be with the rehab group. So I was like, oh, that's good. Although today's like the extra day, so if they put the pads on it and they're scheduled for one more padded practice, it'll be tomorrow. So, but Brock Hoffman, I guess he continues to start at right guard. T.J. Bass will be the backup guard on game day. And then if Guyton can't go, Chuma Doga's in there at left tackle, as we were talking about having to deal with Hendrickson in this game, leading the league in sacks. And guess where you think he's going to line up?
Yeah.
The place where he can get the most sacks.
So I don't know if that answers your question about the offensive line, but there you go.
Oh, man. So
this is a spot where the Awesome Richards injury hurts even more, not only from a body standpoint, but, like, you really would need him out there. And, like, hey, this is another chance to see what you can do for
and he was doing fine,
he was doing
right?
well.
For sure.
And they obviously would rather have seen him in there than Chuma. And then what comes into play, now if, you know, and we'll see where Guyton is. It's still got a ways to go. If he can make it back in time for the game, but if he can't, then, you know, Willetzko's your backup swing tackle. And I don't know if he's played a dozen snaps this year. So now you're really getting down to the depth. And, you know, and here you were kind of, okay, we won two in a row, here we go. And then it's like, okay, but these injuries aren't going away. At least Diggs was out there yesterday, and it was kind of a in-helmet walkthrough practice. So today, McCarthy said he'd be limited. And now you're playing maybe. Well, if you just look at his numbers, you're playing the top quarterback in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know he's fourth in QB rating at 107.4, which is darn good. But he leads the league with 30 touchdown passes. He leads the league in attempts, completions, and passing yards.
So, he'd absolutely be first or second in MVP if his defense was
if they had
awful.
Won some games,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
You know, I got to make sure I say this right. So someone came up with a stat. Teams record, the whole league, right? The record when teams score 33 or more points in a game.
Yeah.
The rest of the league is 53-1. Cincinnati, 2-4.
So all we got to do is score 33 points.
I think the person that pointed that out to me said, well, they better score 50.
Yeah.
But think about that.
Yeah, that's 50. Crazy.
So does that mean we let
even the Cowboys are 2-0 when they score 30 points, 33 sure. points or more.
Well, honestly, it really feels like we just figured out the path to victory. Mm-hmm. Just get to 33 points,
right.
and this game's a wrap.
But don't worry about your Pro Bowl guard not going to play, and your starting tackle might not play, and the backup's already on IR.
See? Sounds like you understand the point just fine, Mick. All right. Thank you very much, good sir. We will catch up with you again tomorrow.
I'll be here. See ya.
There you go. Mickey Spagnuolo from DallasCowboys.com. With a KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're live from Palmer's Hot Chicken, Catfish, and Shrimp in Dallas. We're off of Mockingbird Lane. If you want to come out and join us, maybe you want to take part in the Napalm Challenge like Mike Bassick is going to do, or just enjoy some delicious, delicious food. Coming up next, have the Mavs turn the corner on their clutch time struggles? Let's talk about that next right here on The Fan.